Anyway, I got sidetracked. But yeah, the people who are of the world, they're acting like the world, sound like the world, talk like the world, live like the world, and they think they're saved, and they don't even know there's a difference. And they go to the churches that have rock and roll music and all that stuff. They might as well be in the world. They never do introspection. They never look at the inside. It's always somebody else's fault. They never have, it's always the blame game, you know. It's just so funny. It's so ridiculous. It's not even funny to me anymore. You know? There used to be a time, you know, when you care about somebody, you do everything. Oh, I got to get them saved. Oh, they're going to get saved. But they made their choice a long time ago. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time and energy and effort and words. The only thing you can do is pray that they get saved. Throw that prayer up to God. Say, Lord, I can't fix them, but you can. I leave it in your hands, and you tell me to shake the dust off my feet. That's what I do. And it's all on you now. Shake the dust off your feet, people, saints, because they're going to waste your time. They're going to try to flip things around, flip reality, get you in trouble, mess with you. There's always, you know, and they always come in. The ones that can deceive you the most are the ones who are in a cult, because they know the terminology, and they know how they're supposed to act. But then when you get behind the scenes, you say, okay, come on, people. It's time to wake up. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It's kind of being in a, you're in a Babylonian culture, and everybody thinks that the culture is normal when the culture is a cult. Culture, your cult. Scripture, your script. But the way the scripture's written, as a saved person, you can live in any culture, but you don't have to be a part of Babylon. Babylon. Babel. Somebody made a comment, I think I deleted. He said, what's that babble you're talking? I'm talking babble because you're in Babylon. You're the one that's talking babble. You can't hear me because I'm trying to pull you out of Babylon. The reason you say babble is because that's what you're in. On one of my born again videos, you must be born again. What's that babble you're talking about? What do you mean? I'm trying to pull you out of Babylon. You're the one speaking Babel. You can't hear me? Something wrong with you? You an idiot? Are you just are you a mocker? Are you an idiot? Are you just do you want to go to hell? Do you love the darkness? Do you love the dark side? Is the devil your daddy? Is that what I'm hearing from you? The devil is your daddy? Sounds like it. You're in Babylon, and you're talking Babel, and you can't hear what I'm talking about. And so you have to project what you're in onto me. Other people can hear me. Babel. Babylon. It kind of gets old. It gets kind of old after you've been playing this game a long time. Just like the Jezebel wants you to fight with her. That Jezebel spirit wants you to fight. Why are you going to fight on the Jezebel tennis court? Because the Jezebel has no power unless you go down to that court. But if you play on this walking in the spirit tennis court, they have no power. They have zero power. Let's see what happens this year. Every year is something different, but it's still the same. Let's see what 2025 brings. 2024 was a enlightenment year. This will probably be more enlightenment. We'll just see how it plays out. It's not real anyway.